Do you have family and friends living in your local area? How do you feel about that?
I feel safe. Mm-hmm. So that if I get lost, mm-hmm. I could find my way to where they are.
I feel happy because I get to meet them, and they live not so long away from me.
Well, I feel that I am around people that I know.
Do you use local parks and playgrounds? How do you feel about them?
I feel happy because it's like somewhere I could play outside, mm-hmm. So I could play like games outside, like throw a frisbee.
It's good for children to play in because it entertains us and it's not dangerous.
I feel happy because whenever we play, it's like you can feel something, like having fun and feel joy and feel the happiness in your heart.
Sometimes I get scared when I'm in a park by myself because my mum's looking after my little sister in a different park.
Well, I feel that maybe they should actually have another park around there, so you can have a bigger place, because they're using the bigger place just for boys to play football. I think that the park should be bigger, and then they get their football another place.
They all have too much of the same thing.
It's like the playground, they don't really have fun stuff.
Do you use buses and trains? How do you feel about them?
The buses and trains are really dirty, mm-hmm. and people leave like they leave like packets of crisps or like McDonald's on the bus, mm-hmm. and I think it's on and I don't like it because sometimes it might mess up what you're wearing on.
I feel kind of scared when I go to the trains because there's a lot of people and you can get lost.
I like the transport because whenever you need to go somewhere and you're really late, they can take you there really easily.
So when I'm sitting somewhere different to my mum, I get scared that I will get left on the bus.
I feel that the bus driver should be looking after people. I'm saying if people ride after he's finished stopped.
Because sometimes in the bus there are people smoking and doing stuff like that and talking loudly. So once there was a man speaking like, "Hello sir, bagels sir, I had some bagels." And it was getting on my nerves because I was trying to read a book.
I feel kind of in between because they get you around faster, they
pollute the air. Because sometimes you might not know who's on the bus, and then they can end up doing something to you or on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure about buses and trains.
The bus, but because it's stuck in traffic, I have to walk all the way.
How do you feel about your school life?
sometimes it's really fun to learn, but sometimes it's boring to listen to other people that mess about and make the teacher stop speaking.
Well, I feel that the school around my the school around where I live is very I think it's very good, and it has lots of good and very kind people and teachers, so I'd say very happy.
Okay.
Thinking about safety in your neighbourhood, your area, how do you feel?
My mum knows the neighbours really well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel unhappy because I understand that people need homes, but at the same time we need parks to play in, because if there's no parks, we're going to be on the streets next to the road, and it's very dangerous for the cars.
I feel happy to be so they can be protected, and they can't feel hurt or anything. Like if any people try to do anything bad to them, some people will stand up for them, and that's why they have houses and buildings and areas.
I feel safe.
The builders are making something on the road and the pavement, so we have to be a bit more safe and careful.
And it's quite fun because I'm like going somewhere where I recognise, and I'm like passing stuff that I know about, and it's quite fun.
Do you go shopping with your family? How do you feel about the shops and shopping centre in your area?
I feel safe there because our school has done this thing that tells shops to let kids go inside in case they feel scared. So I feel safe in the shopping centre.
It's really cold.
They are very cold.
Do you go to a faith or cultural centre, for example, church, mosque, temple, tabernacle or synagogue? How do you feel about this?
Very happy because I learn about God and Jesus.
Oh yeah. It's like a youth centre. It's every Monday. I go there. I feel good because they have an older session on Wednesday as well. And if you're older and you're like not very good and you're on the street, they will tell you to come in, and they'll get you to sign up if you want to come to the youth club.
The priest is very funny and very comfortable there, so I want to say very happy.
Do you have any other ideas about your area?
Less building.
Less building? What do you mean by that?
I mean, stop destroying our playgrounds and our places where we go to play just to build people's houses.
It's like, because whenever because when some people are poor, they can we can like give them some money so they can feel better, and they can have a home and have peace and quiet with their family and friends.
We need more parks and more places to sit down.
I wish that if, because there's a park down the road and you walk and there's that bit of the park and the dog bit, I want them to take the dog bit away and let the people and the thing playground. I don't mean take the dog bit away, I mean clean it up a little bit.
Okay.
Like clean the grass and like clean the gates, because the gates are ripping pieces.
Is it messy for you, or is it the way it looks, or the way it smells, or what is the reason you're saying exactly then?
It's the mess and the smell.
Yes, because there's a place I usually played football with my cousins and my neighbours, and now they're using it for more tree space, and the trees are kind of getting in the way of where we're playing football. So if we kick the ball, sometimes it could just make the tree fall over, so we're not allowed to play any ball games in the area.
It's like where I live, it's like they have some shops and like all gangsters, they just like spray paint all over the shop's glass, and some of them are moved, closed down and went. So my idea is to reopen the stores and keep an eye out on gangsters who spray on the windows.
What could be improved in your area?
More playgrounds and some more space.
People stop throwing gum on the floor.
I'd like to see improved about new shops, because some shops they're not really open, they're just closed, and I think there should be like a Tesco's or a big shop, or like a clothes shop, so people don't have to drive too far.
Like less gangs and no more like fighting.
Is the things that people do, because they throw stuff on the floor, but they don't put it in the bin.
What would you like to see improved in your area?
So my area could be clean and tidy.
More houses and more parks.
Every time I go to the park, there's no one there. So I think that people on my road should start going to the park.
You know when you walk down the side where the gate is, there's like that and there's a building?
Mm-hmm.
I want them to make, because I don't want them people to go down that way, because they can go down that way. Because if you turn and you go down that road, and you walk and there's like, you walk along it, there's like a road there, so I don't know why they put a hole there.
Have they started building something there? Is that?
No, it's been there for a long time.
Okay, and you think they should change the way it's built?
Yeah.
For what reason? Why?
Because when you're like a kid, your mum lets you go to the shop by yourself and you're only 5 or 4,
mm-hmm.
or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9, or 10, you can't go by yourself Because when you see the buildings, there's like a camera through the door. So, and it's and no kids are allowed to go down there without an adult going with them.
Okay.
There was a hot tub right outside my house.
Some room, because where they park, just some room and on the road, because they park and then it makes it smaller. So yeah.
And people could stop riding their bikes on the pavement.
And we could have places where people want to have fun and do gymnastics.